If the ego seems to take the first step, it's only because the soul has put it into a position where it has to do that, because the ego doesn't really have free will, and it really has an antagonism to its self-annihilation. So if there is an egoic desire of death, it's usually the lower death drive that creates suicidal thoughts rather than thoughts of transcendence and ascension. But if the soul is touching the ego with its light and its intelligence, its discernment, then it can bring about within the ego an aha in which the ego is receiving the soul's insight and download without necessarily recognizing that it actually came from a higher vehicle than its mental apparatus, but that it is being, let's say, infiltrated from the soul level and brought into a different attitude toward the healing of its suffering, in which growth will be able to take place. And I think it's the growth and maturation of the ego that brings it from a primitive level of desire into an aestheticization and a path of ethical development and moral and religious development that wants to create beauty and more meaningfulness and more order and lawfulness and community, let's say, building, community of the organization of humans in a culture in which all can win rather than some having to lose and be oppressed, and to be able to create a sustainable a culture in relation to nature. Those kinds of developments happen, which then will tend to lead to ever more altruism and generosity, and the soul's sovereignty will then take over and bring one to the higher levels of attainment of consciousness, in which one wants one's whole life to have been a blessing for the world and to be able to leave it and face God with dignity and with a sense of having fulfilled one's mission. And that brings a kind of a heroic willingness then to sacrifice all traces of any egoic remnants of let's say the paranoid, schizoid, depressive, and anxious tendencies that may remain in the subconscious from childhood traumas, and a complete purification of the entire consciousness, so that it can become a container of the infinite light, and then the final liberation attained. So it often will go in steps like that of growth and appreciation of ever more metaphysical levels of love and of consciousness.